Mubadala lifts IBIT stake to 660 milliliters as ETFs. Bleed outflows. Abu Dhabi sovereign wealth fund Mubadala raised its position in BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, IBIT, to roughly $660 million worth of shares, according to a 13F filing flagged by Cointelegraph on May 17, 2026. The increase, disclosed for the quarter ending March 31, makes Mubadala one of the largest publicly known sovereign holders of a U.S. spot Bitcoin ETF. The accumulation lands during a stretch of heavy retail outflows. As of May 17, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $78,100, down 3.37% over the past 7 days, and U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs collectively shed about $1 billion over the prior week on inflation-driven selling. A sovereign buyer steps up. Mubadala first appeared in IBIT's filings in early 2024 with an initial position worth several hundred million dollars and has expanded it across multiple quarters. The latest filing places its stake near $660 million, an increase that reflects both fresh purchases and share price changes during a volatile Q1. The fund manages roughly $330 billion across infrastructure, equities, private credit, and venture, and its IBIT line item now sits alongside long-standing positions in semiconductor, AI, and energy names. At its current size, Bitcoin exposure remains a rounding error for Mubadala overall, but the optics matter. A state-owned investor is adding to a Bitcoin product, while flow of funds data shows U.S. wealth managers reducing. Outflow weak, inflow wallet. The contrast with broader ETF behavior is the part traders are quoting. The same week Mubadala's filing surfaced, U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs as a category bled close to $1 billion, according to coverage in our recap of the latest U.S. spot ETF outflows. Bitcoin's $78,100 spot price is roughly 14% off the April highs near $91,000 and now sits inside the band that Polymarket traders are pricing as a likely break below $75,000. That divergence is the meaningful signal. Retail and short-duration allocators are reducing risk on U.S. CPI prints and macro tape. A multi-decade sovereign mandate, by definition, does not care about the next print. Buying during forced selling is the cleanest historical edge for that kind of capital, and Mubadala's filing is consistent with that pattern. Sizing $660 million against the rest. To frame the size, Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, holds well over $50 billion in BTC. Public companies in aggregate added 369,000 BTC to treasuries over the past 12 months. And a single corporate ETH treasury, Bitmine, now holds more Ether than the next five public holders combined. Against that backdrop, $660 million is not a market-moving check on its own. It is, however, one of the largest disclosed sovereign positions in a Bitcoin ETF outside of the small Gulf and Norwegian footprints already in the data. Norway's government pension fund Global holds indirect Bitcoin exposure through its equity stakes in Strategy and miners. Mubadala's position is direct. The Gulf allocation signal Abu Dhabi has been the most active Gulf capital in crypto over the past 2 years. Local entities have backed exchanges, custodians, and stablecoin infrastructure, and the Emirates regulator, FSRA, has issued some of the more detailed digital asset frameworks in the region. The IBIT ad is consistent with that posture. Regulated venue, U.S. issuer, no operational lift, full liquidity. It also keeps the position quiet relative to a direct spot purchase or a custody mandate. By holding via IBIT, Mubadala outsources custody to Coinbase Custody, BlackRock's IBIT custodian, avoids in-house key management, and gets clean SEC reporting treatment. For a sovereign with conservative compliance constraints, that is the cheapest way to be long Bitcoin in size. The question now is whether other Gulf and Asian sovereigns disclose similar ads when the next 13F window closes. If they do, the framing of this cycle's marginal Bitcoin buyer shifts away from U.S. retail and toward state-controlled capital with multi-decade horizons.